placements in June were fewer than anticipated. Relative concentration of the largest packing plants hasn't changed much in 20 years. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 24th of August. Based on reports from the Agricultural Marketing Service, negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended the week $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $106 a hundredweight on a live basis, steady to 50 cents higher in the Northern Plains at $106 to $106.50, and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $107 to $109. Dress trade was unevenly steady at 169. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct weighted average steer price was $106.62 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $2.13 more than the previous week and $2.19 less than the same time last year, keeping in mind the market was dealing with the aftermath of the Tyson plant fire in 2019. Cattle futures closed lower on Friday as traders awaited the monthly cattle on feed report. More on that report momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of 85 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.32 lower across a range of 55 cents lower at the back to $1.80 lower in spot August. Wholesale beef values continued higher last week, receiving lift from retail buying ahead of Labor Day. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.70 higher week to week on Friday at $225.94 a hundredweight. Select was $9.70 higher at $208.99. Total estimated cattle slaughter for the week ending August 22nd was 652,000 head, according to USDA. That was 8,000 head more than the previous week's estimate, but 17,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Estimated beef production for the week of 542.9 million pounds was 10.5 million pounds more than the previous week and 7 million pounds more than the prior year. Firm to higher negotiated cash fed cattle prices and blooming wholesale beef values continued to support calf and feeder cattle markets last week. Steers and heifers sold from $1 lower to $2 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, with continued strong demand for yearlings and spring calves making their first seasonal appearance at auctions. AMS analysts say there are still plenty of yearlings on offer, given the longer marketing window, as some producers waited to sell after the spring's price decline. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.07 lower on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.56 lower across a range of 80 cents lower at the back to $2.32 lower. Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out in his weekly market comments, the summer and fall feeder cattle futures contracts have been trading above the $140 mark since the middle of July, with only a few instances of prices below that level. He explains the price level has provided some stability to the market and has provided cattle producers an opportunity to either market cattle at favorable prices or use a price risk management strategy to hedge a strong price for a future sell. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Friday, buoyed by positive economic news. For instance, existing home sales in July continued upward for the second consecutive month, according to the National Association of Realtors, with completed transactions 24.7% higher month to month. According to Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the Realtors Association, the housing market is well past the recovery phase and is now blooming with higher home sales compared to the pre-pandemic days. He adds that with the sizable shift to remote work, current homeowners are looking for larger homes, and this will lead to a secondary level of demand even into 2021. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 190 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 11 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 46 points. If anything, the market will likely view Friday's monthly cattle on feed report as at least a little bullish, with fewer placements than expected, as well as slightly more marketings and slightly fewer cattle on feed for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. Placements in June of 1.8 million head were 37,000 head more, or 2.1% more than a year earlier, but average expectations ahead of the report saw an increase of 6%. Marketings in June of 1.97 million head were 26,000 head more, or 1.3% more than last year, about 1% more than average expectations. Cattle on feed July 1st of 11.44 million head were 42,000 head fewer, or 0.37% fewer than last year, about in line with pre-report expectations. Inventory was the second largest to start the month since the data series began in 1996. A new study from three leading agricultural economists examines market reactions and price spreads between fed cattle and wholesale beef values in the wake of the pandemic. The study is entitled Beef and Pork Marketing Margins and Price Spreads During COVID-19. It's by Jason Lusk at Purdue University, Glenn Tonser at Kansas State University, and Lee Schultz at Iowa State University. The stated goal of the effort is to provide data-driven, economic-guided insights to the situation. Bottom line, the study suggests price reactions in the wake of packing disruptions following last summer's packing plant fire and during the pandemic are in keeping with the expectations of economic theory. Along the way, they shatter a popular myth or two. For instance, they document how little concentration has changed since 1998 when considering the largest federally inspected beef packing plants. In 1998, they say, packing plants that harvested more than a million head of cattle per year slaughtered 17.9 million head, or 51.7% of the federally inspected cattle slaughter. More than 20 years later, in 2019, plants with over a million head per year capacity slaughtered 17.3 million head, or 52.4%. The total volume slaughtered by the largest plants is down, while the percentage of annual slaughter is less than 1% more. This suggests that smaller, federally inspected slaughter facilities in aggregate are maintaining market share. These economists add that while the number of federally inspected beef packing plants are fewer than two decades ago, they're the most since 2004. In the study, these economists define the difference between marketing margins, gross margins, and related price spreads, what they can and can't say about suggested profitability. They also define and demonstrate primary demand versus drive demand and how it is that wholesale beef prices can run counter to fed cattle prices. Even though we can't observe an individual packer's costs, we can observe the market's perception of their profitability, at least for publicly traded firms, they say, explaining that on balance, changes in the stock prices of companies with significant packing operations don't suggest substantial windfalls corresponding with COVID-19-driven developments. In fact, the performance of publicly traded packing companies has lagged that of the overall market since the first of the year. One final note, on Thursday, the CME Group announced proposed changes to daily and expanded daily price limits for live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Pending approval by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, daily price limits for feeder cattle will increase to $5 a hundredweight, and expanded limits will increase to $7.50. For live cattle, the daily limit will increase to $4, and the expanded limit will become $6. Those changes are scheduled to begin October 5th. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 24th of August. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.